but we're really just two new dads, and we're really just two fun dads going through it together.
Unreal. This is, we are literally singing this every episode for you live.
Lucky listeners.
Man, guys, this is good stuff. This is good stuff. Hey, Patrick, cheers to another week here of Healthy Pregnancy for Our Wives. Yes. Guys, if you didn't know what this podcast is about, Patrick and Joe are going through pregnancy together. Patrick, you're about 4 weeks ahead of me in terms of Angie is 4 weeks pregnant ahead. She's, how many weeks at this week?
13 past week.
13 weeks.
We're just at the end of it. It's a Friday night and 13 on Wednesday.
Yep, and for us, it's Saturdays are the days, so Carrie is 9 weeks pregnant. So yes. about you guys are about a month ahead of us, and we learn new things every week, and you and I are good friends, and we talked about our story on the first episode, so if you don't know how Patrick and I met, go back and listen to that episode, and we come to you from whatever way we can, whether it's Zoom or in person. This week, again, it's Memorial Day 2020. Oh man, I can't believe it. It's crazy. We do not have an Indy 500 race this year.
I know. Today was the day. Today should have been the day. And if you've ever been to the Indy 500, you live in Indianapolis, live in Indiana, I mean, this is a huge, huge deal. So for it not to be happening today is there's a lot of talk around that.
Yeah,
no doubt about that.
ESPN's been playing the. We saw a couple of the replays from 2011 and 2014. So
yes.
It's very interesting for sure. thank you again for joining us, everybody. We said it before. We'll say it again. Patrick and I, Joe Melillo, Patrick O'Donnell. We are good friends, and we're going to bring you tips, tricks, and ways to get through a pregnancy without getting murdered by our wives. I mean, we're pretty close to getting murdered.
Yes.
We've done some things. We're going to bring you things that we learn every week. We're going to bring you things that you should know every week. And we're going to bring you predictions of what we think is going to happen. And then we'll tell you the answers later on in the season.
In a very amateur way.
Of course. This would not be fun.
Amateur. matter of fact, Joe, I have to right a couple wrongs because my wife was all over me after our last episode.
Yeah. Oh, no, I heard.
There was some fallacies.
Yeah, let's correct. It's called revisions. A revision section. Fine. We'll go into revision section first.
Yes.
I like that segment where we revise what we talked about last week. Okay. Hey, deal, because you know our wives can't hear it. Okay, so what did Angie revise in the last episode?
Well, first off, she said, listen, you and Joe, you know, your story about how you met, it's wonderful, you know, through Jason. And at the fundraiser, she said, however, you basically told it twice. She said, you told the same story twice, just in a little different way, and that's cool. I call it my first podcast, Jitters, if you've ever heard of the group The Replacements. Have you ever heard of The Replacements, Joe?
Yeah, I've heard of The Replacements. Yeah. There's also a movie called The Replacements that I'm a huge fan of. But see, I'm a millennial, guys. No, I'm the millennial in the podcast, and you're the Gen
Xer. Yes. So anyhow, there's a song. I digress, but there's a song by The Replacements called called Nightclub Jitters, and I had first podcast jitters last week.
He decided he wanted to tell our story twice, but not tell Angie and his story, love story, correctly.
Right. So that was off. And then last week I said we were on week 13, when in reality it was week 12. And it's not a lemon. The baby wasn't the size of a lemon. It was the size of a lime at the time. So my bad. And then lastly, I had said that we conceived on
St. Patrick's Day,
and couldn't have been more wrong. Basically that's when we found out we were pregnant. Was on St. Patrick's Day. The conception had happened a couple weeks prior. So if you're doing the math, it wasn't adding up. So there you go.
Hey, it's okay. Revision section. We are done. Let's go on to this week and what we can expect. You know, we're both reading We're Pregnant, the First Time Dad's Pregnancy Handbook. It's a big cartoon on the front, a dad checking out that he's pregnant. And we read that every week. Adrian Culp?
Yes,
Adrian
Culp is the writer of it. And Adrian, if you happen to listen to this at some point, thank you, man. This is
really appreciate it.
It's written in such a way that I want to read it. And so, thank you, sir.
Also, very, very well reviewed on Amazon also. So, so we're reading this book. Again, I'm at 9 weeks. So what I learned today from what, you know, where we are in the pregnancy is my baby's the size of a kumquat.
Kumquat. It's almost a dirty word.
It is such a dirty word. The baby's the size of the kumquat. We did get to hear the heartbeat last week.
Awesome.
So from the last time, our last episode and this episode, we heard the heartbeat. Carrie went to the hospital, 8:20 in the morning, and I was watching Devin at the house, and Carrie gave me a call when she was at the hospital, and we had to FaceTime. Because unlike most pregnancies, most dads would be there in the hospital when your wife's getting a sonogram.
Sonogram?
I thought you'd catch that. No, it's not a sonogram. It was an ultrasound, folks. But I wanted to see if Patrick would catch it. All right, good. So she was getting an ultrasound, and she FaceTimed me, and I recorded the video, and you can hear the heartbeat. It almost sounds a little underwater. But the little guy... girl was just so small, and I mean, I have a picture I carry around the ultrasound picture in my pocket all week. That's what I did.
You almost said sonogram.
Again. I did almost say sonogram. So that was really special. I definitely started crying. You know, oh man. And then Devin was in the house. See, for me, it's different because this is. Let me just say this before we continue. I am not classifying myself as an old dad. I'm sorry. I'm not. I'm not an old dad. Guys, I know I'm 33 years old. Technically, I'm not even under like what the internet says. I'm 33. Yeah, exactly. But I'm experienced. So I'm experienced dad, old dad. We can't call it a new experienced old dad podcast.
No.
No, that wouldn't make any sense. So got to hear the podcast, or got to hear the heartbeat right before the you know, this week, and it was really, really special.
Yeah.
It really hits home that hey, they're here. He or she is coming. We'll find out soon enough. But I yelled up to Devin. I was like, Devin, come down here. He's like, what? I was like, come down here. Your brother or sister's heartbeat. He's like, all right, fine. So he came downstairs and he looked at it. And he's been super sweet. So
cool.
That happened this week, and that was really good. But we're at week 9. Kumquat size. We're starting to get some teeth, starting to get some movement in the fingers. Carrie is feeling very off. I mean, she's been sick completely. And then she started throwing up for the first time ever. So she hadn't thrown up. Like she was feeling sick, but she never threw up. But now she's starting to actually like...
Yeah, that's what you were saying last week. You were saying she felt sick all the time, but wasn't necessarily like I had told the story about Angie doing nothing but gagging consistently. And the gagging has definitely not ceased. There's less gagging. However, she still feels sick. She's still getting sick, or she's getting sick on occasion. And but again, the gag. My hope is that everybody everybody felt how just perplexed I was when I was. I mean, jeepers, dude! It was just nuts. It was a nutty time. It was something that I had never experienced before. Right? And gosh, for her sake, I was just like. You poor thing. So anyhow, yeah, but she's still not feeling, she's still not feeling 100%. She's starting to show the baby bump. She's taking the consistent pictures in front of the mirror, called on a weekly basis, where she'll take the side shot, the profile shot. And really this last week is the first time that you really could see a bump. And she was driving back from Munster, Indiana, to Indianapolis, Indiana, this morning. She was up visiting her sister and brother and nephew, brother-in-law and nephew. And she said that it was the first time while she was sitting down and driving that she was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm really starting to show." Right. So that's where she's at.
It's interesting. And from our perspective, you know, I've made the mistake of guys, listen, here's the deal. If you're listening to my podcast for some help, do not ever fucking say that your wife is fat, period. I mean, I don't know how obvious do I have to make this thing. This is fucking so stupid. So I did it, Patrick.
You did? Come on. Are you kidding?
she was saying, "Oh no, I was that big." But to me, my wife looks the same, and they're in the other room, so we're partially going a little lower here. But she looked the same to me. I mean, I could tell that immediately, because Carrie, this is our second pregnancy, that it actually, her stomach went into place pretty quickly. So she's been showing for a while, but it's not all that much. It's not like it's like super noticeable. But self-conscious, don't do that, guys. No. What the fuck am I thinking, guys? But for Angie, you know, she's the first time
I'm about to punch you right now.
Slap.
Maybe just a little tweak. I'm about to tweak your beak, young man.
There it is. You stupid motherfucker. So listen, don't do that. That's a big key, but that's interesting that she's showing more, but for me, Carrie, it's her second pregnancy. So she's starting to show a little bit also. Anyway, it sounds like maybe the morning sickness is starting to go away from your perspective.
No, I mean, not the morning, the sickness part of it, the actual, the vomiting, right. And actually having, producing, she's puking, right. Yeah. Whereas before it was just gagging. But now it's, there's less gagging without producing anything. It's truly getting sick. And just the last 10 days or so, the last week, that started to happen.
Yeah. And there might be a spy over here, coming in to the podcast, but that's okay. We're going to let it pass.
Is it my dog?
It sounds like Lorelai. Oh no, it's Carrie. It's Carrie. It's just Carrie. Okay, so so let's move on from talking about how our wives are feeling from our perspective. I'm just trying to make sure that she feels okay. You know, I used to say probably more than normal. Hey, are you feeling all right? You know, mm-hmm. like tell me how you feel. What do you want? Mm-hmm. You know, is there something I can do to help? Because at this point, you know. Just try to
do.
Yeah. Right? What can we do?
Attempt.
But let's move into maybe some of the things we learned. I got a couple. Okay. I got at least five.
Kick us off.
I want you to kick us off, Patrick. Okay. What have you learned this week that you didn't expect?
As far as just day to day, you know, real life stuff or through the book?
Pregnancy. Yeah, a little both.
One of the tips that I picked up from the First Time Dad's Pregnancy Handbook, and I suppose that, you know, it makes sense, right? It's she's going into this phase where there's sickness, not feeling good, and indigestion. She's starting to get indigestion more so than before.
Indigestion.
That sucks. And you know, to that she hates things like Rolaids. I mean, can't stand. She hates stuff like that. But she's taking Rolaids, or antacids, if you will. And so one of the tips that I learned from this book was, as you know, as opposed to say the traditional three meals a day, three big meals per day. Six smaller meals throughout the day. And that makes sense, right? But that it's just something that I hadn't read in some time, and I never have thought of it during a pregnancy. But that was something she and I talked about. Maybe that's a possibility as far as dealing with the indigestion.
Hey, I mean, it makes sense too, especially if you have certain foods that make you feel indigestion. But we're not doctors, but that was from the book, so correct. That counts.
Correct.
I would say a couple of things that we learned. You can't give babies water.
What? That's nuts.
Is that bonkers?
I didn't know that. That's...
So Carrie was talking to a one of our mutual friends, our friend, I won't say her name, even though I just did, but Jay. So Jay was like, you can't give babies water. And I was like, how do they survive? Aren't we mostly water? Don't we drink water?
Huh.
And the truth is, she says that it has to have some, because babies only have a liquid diet, because they drink milk and formula, mm-hmm. that there has to be nutrition in the liquid in order for it to be able to digest it, which I didn't know. Mm-hmm. So do not feed your baby water, like just pure water, which is crazy to me. I never thought that, especially when it comes to like formula stuff. I mean, it has to be in there. And one of the other things I learned was that at 18 weeks the baby can hear you in the stomach. So you and I are the baby's not hearing us yet.
That's amazing.
They won't be able to listen to this podcast. So that's pretty interesting. I didn't know that. And that was us talking to our mom. Oh, my mom, Joan. Also, I learned what a nutmegger is.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about. A nutmegger?
Yeah, a nutmegger. Apparently, it's someone from Connecticut because they're in the nutmeg state. And my mom was saying, well, the baby's going to be half from Connecticut. And I was thinking to myself, oh, the baby's going to be full Hoosier all the way.
Yeah.
Indiana little Hoosier.
Yeah.
I'm from New York, right. Connecticut, East Coast. Carrie's from Indiana. But my baby's going to be a Hoosier. You know it.
Right on.
But anyway, that's the kind of stuff we learned. What else you got?
You know, and the one thing as far as learning about my wife more is, you know, she'd be the first to tell you that she's not necessarily the most patient person, right? She just isn't. And one of the things that I'm in awe of, I'm very proud of, is how patient she is with just what pregnancy is, right? And she's just dealing with things. I don't want to say much better than I thought she would, because I don't know what I don't know. But just seeing how she's dealing with the sickness, the gagging, the not feeling good, the complete change of lifestyle, right? As far as not necessarily going out and with friends, heading down to Behringer's and having some cocktails. Just, you know, it's... she's just very patient with what she's going through.
Nice.
And yeah, it makes me proud.
Yeah. Well, it's surprising how strong they are.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, truthfully, I mean, we've had a couple cocktails tonight, which seems to be the new old dad podcast, standard operating procedure.
SOP.
Yeah. Have a couple cocktails. But that's really nice of you to say, you know, It's not easy, and we you and I both know it wouldn't be easy. We probably wouldn't be able to handle it. But that's interesting. So we learned a couple things this week. You know, we've gone over you know what. Oh, here comes Lorelai. We can hear her, right? You can hear her in the podcast.
Yep.
Oh, I just knocked something.
Those little nails on the hardwood floor.
Hello. And then we're gonna go into some research that we found. What other research we got, Patrick?
You know, really, I mean, as far as a tip and research, I talked about the breaking it down into smaller meals. I mean, that's really the biggie that she and I took away from the book, or at least one that I discussed with her, because it seemed as if it would help with some of the symptoms that she's been showing more and more since our last, you know, conversation, which was just a week ago. Or so our conversation.
So, what does it feel like? Are you starting to realize that you're an older dad? Do you? I mean, you have a lot of energy, but are you worried about the fact that you're going to be like?
You know, when we were talking about getting pregnant, and much less when, you know, it became fact. Sure, it's. I mean, like we'd mentioned last time, I'm 48, and it's hard not to do the math, right? And you know. What age I'll be when I have a 15-year-old child, right?
Yeah, she is 17.
God willing, right? So there's that part of it. But at the same time, it motivates me to take care of myself. It motivates me to stay focused on what I need to do to be around, you know, in 15, 20, 30 years. Again, God willing. So, you know, so that's probably the big one for me is if... You know, Joe, we talked about I'd earned my gray hair last time on the podcast. I mean, I'm 70% gray for the most part, and so I wear it. I wear my age, if you will. Don't necessarily act my age, which is what it is. But yeah, there's that part of me that is, you know, I'm just, hey man, I'm gonna take care of myself so I'm around.
There are positives for sure to being your age. I mean, you've been through it, but I mean, for me, there is always nervousness, especially about being able to come through and, you know, but energy is never a thing for me. So, but I can understand being a lot less, having a lot less energy. I mean, it can be tremendously hard. I don't know what we're gonna run into, Patrick, but we're gonna do it together. We're gonna be here as these babies are crying in the middle of the night. We're gonna have to get up. I mean, that's all I think about when we're talking about being pregnant or having a kid, like in the fourth trimester.
Yes.
You know, it's like they're gonna be crying. That's all I can think of. They're gonna be crying constantly. Like, wah, 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 like all the like, is that what it's about? I don't know. What are we going
to
do?
Definitely part of it. You know, and on the flip side of my response to you with, you know, what are you thinking about with being an older father-to-be, one thing that I do feel, and again, it's, you know, we're a ways away from our due date, and it will become a whole, you know, different thing as we get closer, but I feel pretty calm. And I think a lot of that has to do just with, you know, life experiences in general, dealing with stresses of work and, you know, and other things that have happened along the way.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that about myself.
No.
I'm more nervous.
Oh yeah.
As the weeks get going, but I know that we're a long way away, so it's right. Life as normal.
Sure.
Right now.
Right.
But
that's how I feel. It's there. I'm serious about it, but for whatever reason, I haven't hit the nerves stage.
Because it's not go time for us yet.
Correct.
It's not like, hey, here we go. But right. I mean, it's getting there. I mean,
it's getting there. Yeah.
So I've found that myself. I like to buy things very quickly now. Mm. Like if it means the baby can be safer, I'm going to buy it as soon as Carrie sends it to me.
I feel the same way.
So I bought a EMF. This is something I learned. EMF blocker blanket, where she can wear it while she types on the computer or uses her phone, so that it doesn't go into the baby. So the EMF waves are kind of like subdued based on the blanket. And the other thing I bought was a seatbelt that goes in between her legs, so when she's driving, it doesn't go across her belly.
Oh.
So if she gets into an accident, Brilliant. We don't lose the baby because of it. So those are some of the things that I was like, well, I'll buy immediately. Of course, it doesn't make it's obviously makes a lot of sense.
I'm glad you brought that up, man. Seriously. Those are two things that's like, hey, let me put those down on the list. A couple things that we've invested in. We are converting a guest bedroom at our home into our nursery, and we've gone out and we purchased a snoo.
Hey,
right?
You got one too?
Yeah, we got one too.
Yeah, mine's sitting on my front door.
Yes, it's mine in the box.
Yeah. No, we saw it walking in.
And so, you know, based off her research and discussing this with some of her friends.
Oh my God, I've heard such good things, right?
So this new, and the whole thought and concept behind it, from what I understand, is it helps the baby sleep.
Thank God you waited till you're 48, because imagine if you had a baby 15, 20 years ago.
For goodness sake.
It wouldn't be the same.
No, you're right about that. It's
completely different world.
I try and think of how I thought when I was your age about things, where I was at in life, right? And it's
because we're 15 years apart,
right. And so I understand why I feel calm, I guess. And then the other thing is, we're researching a crib, kind of a 4-in-1 crib thing that will grow, quote unquote, grow with the baby, right? And so so that's the next thing that I think we basically committed to make that investment by the end of the night tomorrow. So
we're
stocking the nursery.
Yeah, you are. And you said something the other day to me, which I thought was hilarious. I was like, everything's so expensive. And you said,
it's $1,000. Everything's $1,000.
$1,000.
$1,000.
Like $1,000. Every single major purchase, it's $1,000.
No,
just assume.
Yep.
You got to have like 15 to 16 good things for the baby. It's going to be $15,000.
It's a grr each.
It's a what?
A grr.
A grand. Oh, man. Guys, you know, I don't know, man. My advice would be just buy it. Straight up. If you don't have the money, find it. I mean, you know, figure it out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, especially the snoo, it's supposed to like help the baby sleep. Well, I mean, I want to pay for sleep. I'll pay for sleep.
You know, exactly. And that's what Angie was saying. She was
she was talking about the, you know, the stresses of not only being a new parent and, you know, the fact that there's going to be some sleepless nights and some crying in the middle of the night and the continual feeding, right? And she was talking about how that kind of stress can really wreak havoc, you know, on a person if you're just not getting sleep, right? Just like anything else, if you're not getting enough sleep, it's going to affect you mentally.
Truthfully, we have it easy.
Well, yeah. I mean you said that, and I totally agree with you.
I mean, imagine I can't have a baby coming out of my...
No. Don't you say...
I'm not saying shit.
I'm like, imagine.
I'm
sitting over here just kind of like, wait a minute. I can't even imagine.
So thank God we have wives, guys. That's why I don't find it that hard to just do what's supposed to be done at the house. I mean, that's what this book, you know, that's what it talks about. Some of the tips that they really get into, they're practical stuff. Like, do the freaking laundry. Like, grow up, guys. Like, if you're not doing it already, get going.
Right. Basically, it says, you know, kick it into high gear. You know, if it was a 50-50 thing on cleaning the house.
Yeah, become 150.
Maybe it should be 100% you, 0% her. Unless she chills out on the couch or whatever. So basically it's saying, you know, kick it up a notch around the house.
Yeah, just do it. I mean, make it easy. Now, we have a kid, right, Devin? So he, if he has a friend over, oh my gosh, there's a mess every time. But luckily, he kind of keeps it up in his own room. Recently, it hasn't been that bad. But I do want to say this. Devin has been amazing with Carrie. Oh, my God. He's been so cute. So we got the blanket to help the EMF waves. And sure enough, he said, Mama, are you wearing your blanket? When she was on the computer. And he made her put on the blanket to protect the baby. So he's like on pregnancy duty.
Aww.
Like, he's like making sure that she's okay. And then he went up behind her and he like rubbed her back. And he was like, oh, Mama, does this feel good? Does this make you feel better? Because Carrie obviously doesn't feel good.
Sure.
And he's doing the best thing. I don't know. I mean, I get why my parents had my sisters when I was like 3 and 5. But sure enough, you know, it doesn't make... It's so good to have him being 9 years old because he understands comprehensively what's going on, and he understands how he can actually help. Right. And it's just so sweet because it's not about himself. He's a great kid.
He's attentive.
I did want to say that the dad RD portion of the book, you know, ginger is huge. Ginger mints, ginger tea.
Yes.
It seems to be a tip that will help people. So anyway.
She has ginger mints and ginger tea.
Yeah.
That's interesting you should say that. Yeah,
I mean, we had sushi the other day and Carrie ate the ginger.
Yeah, her sister has a 2-year-old, and a lot of Angie's knowledge, our knowledge, is Angie, you know, tapping into her sister's experience, and that's one thing that her sister passed along was the ginger helping with nausea.
I hate ginger. Do you like ginger?
I mean, I could take it or leave it.
No, I can't. I mean, it tastes like old socks to me or something. All right. We're going to move on here. The last portion of this podcast is the prediction phase. You are going to find out the sex of the baby pretty soon.
Soon, yeah. We took the blood test. I'd mentioned last time that, you know, we got the message that the heartbeat was strong while I was sitting out in the car. And along with that visit, which I don't think I mentioned, she took a blood test.
No, you didn't mention that part.
Okay. And the reason for that, well, probably for more than this reason, but one of the reasons we did the blood test was so we could find out the sex. And we just for planning purposes, right? Matter of fact, I was speaking to a gentleman just last night who made the decision to not find out. And he's...
Why?
You and I
are the same, I think.
Yeah, he's same age as I am, and he had his first child when he was 25. And so he didn't really get into specifics why, but he said if he could have, he would have chosen to know. Again, just for planning purposes, right? I think it's just...
Are we control freaks?
Realistic.
Is that really what it is?
I don't think so. I think it makes sense, right? I feel as if, sure, things like the snoo and crib and so on. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Those are slam dunks,
bro.
Or
a girl, right? But there are certain things that I would think from a multiple perspective view just makes sense to find out. But at the same time, it would be kind of exciting, right? So there's I digress. So we're finding out the sex here within the next, I think it's in the next week and a half or so.
Okay, so we should have one more episode before you actually know the sex.
I think so.
So you do want to know. That's good. Yeah. Carrie and I want to know as well. Always say, I was playing golf today, and my friends were like, "Are you going to find out?" And I was like, "Of course, we're millennials. We plan." Like, that's like, I gotta know. Like, yeah. You're telling me I have an opportunity to know what's coming. Like, yeah. Why wouldn't I want to do that? That's like,
I get
you know,
that.
And like, yeah. You know, my mom was surprised by me because I was supposed to be a girl, which I think is great. And then, you know, because I think it's hilarious. And then she finds out I'm a boy, like immediately, like at our pregnancy. How could you live? I just can't live like that. Yeah. I want to know. Let's make whatever it is, have a little bit of a plan. And I'd actually like to hear from our folks listening if they have an opinion either way about knowing or not knowing.
That's, you know, it's funny. Just you're talking about that. I've never asked the question. I've never asked the question of my mom or dad if they, one, wanted to find out, and two, if it was an option, right? I would assume there, you know, I don't think there was probably blood test options back then. I could be wrong. Yeah, it makes me want to know if they decided to or to not find out, you know, if I was a boy or a girl.
So apparently, there's a study, and in the study, I'm going to read it.
Okay.
Right? I apologize for all the sound, but they found the study found out that 58% of women and 58% of men said they had found out or planned to find out the sex of a fetus.
Ah.
So almost 60%, 58%, so more than half want to find out or did find out.
Got it.
According to the study that I just searched online. So I mean, we're not in the minority here.
I would have guessed higher.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, like 75%. I'd say like 3/4.
I would have guessed higher.
But then again, we don't know.
Right.
The gender reveal parties are a big thing. Would you do a gender reveal party?
I don't even know what that is.
All right, look up hashtag gender reveal party.
Okay.
And then Patrick, you'll be okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay, I'll look it up.
Yeah. It's basically somebody else knows the gender of your baby, and then gives you a pink or a blue ball, or you open a box, and it's just big parties. It's a thing, like to like reveal the gender of the baby, and then everybody's guessing, and there's like gambling on it. Like I would put $150 that my there's a girl in Carrie's belly.
Got it.
$150. I'll put it right now. Yeah. $150.
It's gonna be a nutmegger.
isn't it? No, it's a Hoosier all day. Hoosier.
That's amazing. Man.
So, do you think it's gonna be a boy or a girl?
She asks me that. We talked about this last week. That she thinks it's going to be a girl. She's convinced. I just don't know. I honestly don't have an opinion one way or the other, and it's not because I don't care.
No, but do you know? But
I don't have a feeling. One way or another, I really don't. I don't.
What do you want? It's a different question. I think you're not holding it as what do you want.
Are you asking me what I want, or are you asking me what do I think?
Okay. Wait. We'll start over. Cut.
Okay.
What do you want, Patrick?
What do I want?
Yeah. What do you want?
Oh boy! I'm just indifferent when it comes to that question. I really am, dude.
Okay.
I really.
What do you think is gonna come?
I don't know. Sorry, brother.
I have none.
I've growing up being in sports being involved as a boy in high school and in college and so on, and seeing how much joy. It doesn't matter. I mean, whether it's a boy or a girl, there's still. I mean, it's not as if sports is.
Yeah, yeah. We're getting it outside of Title IX here. Come on, Patrick.
I'm way off. I guess I just think of myself when I think of my mom's experience with watching me in sports and the culture that was part of the parents and
all that. So I guess I identify with that being a guy thing, but it's not, right?
Obviously. Sure,
not.
Sure, sure.
So no, I'm not even gonna go down that path.
I mean, the truth is, you know, if you have a daughter, she could be really good at sports.
Totally.
She could be the best. Right. She could be an Olympic athlete, and you don't even know.
Yeah.
So I can understand you, and the stigma of sports being a male thing.
Sure.
Because that's how I grew up. But the truth is, my sister was a better athlete than I am.
Yeah.
So if I have a daughter, there might be an opportunity for her as well.
Well, and I think of my sister, who's 7 years younger than me, and she was in she was very talented, still is very talented in theater, and going, and she had a theater scholarship, and going and watching her in theater would be the same experience, I think, in going to watch my kid in sports. You know what I mean? So
sure, if your kid was a star,
I'm talking myself into a corner.
No, you know. No, let's be honest. Let's be honest. You could be honest here.
I know,
it's fine.
I know,
it's fine.
I know.
They're not listening over there. They're in the other room.
I know.
Or two others.
But you understand what I'm saying.
I get it. I would say
I'm projecting a little
bit. Look, healthy baby number one. We can both agree that no matter what, we want a healthy baby. It doesn't matter if boy or girl.
Totally.
If I had to choose, I would choose a girl.
Okay.
Because I would want my wife to experience what it's like to be raising a little girl.
Since she has a boy?
Because she already has a boy. So for me, it's an easy answer because I've already gone through it, because we're going through it.
Yeah.
But I also worry because if I don't have a boy, then the name and the pressure and all that other bullshit that comes with being, you know, a dad of a boy comes into play, right? So the Melillo name falls on two other people, my cousin Ty and my cousin Robbie. And Robbie's not married, and Ty is too young. He's a sophomore. He's a junior. He's going to grad school. No, yeah, he's already graduated college. He's going to grad school. This is his second year of grad school. He's going to be a chiropractor. Mm-hmm. Point being, there's a lot of pressure because now I have to continue the family name. Plus, I'm named after my grandfather. So part of my problem is that whether or not I'm going to be naming my kid Dominic, because there's a whole line of Italian names. Like my great 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 grandfather was named Domenico, and my great 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 grandfather was named Giuseppe. My great grandfather was named Domenico. My grandfather was named Joseph, and my dad is named Dominic. So technically, I'm supposed to name my kid, my firstborn son, Dominic.
That's
Domenico. Imagine. Domenico Melillo.
That's a cool name. I like it, actually.
It's not bad. But there's all this stuff that comes into play with a boy that, that's big for my family. That might not be big for other people. But, you know, here's the deal. It's not our choice. It's already made for us.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to love the kid, whoever it is. It's going to be great.
Totally.
I mean, it's going to be great. So,
absolutely.
Whether or not, my prediction is the girl.
Is it?
So that's number one, my prediction. I all the things are telling me it's a girl.
Okay, so if you were going to ask me if I had to make a prediction.
Yeah, prediction.
I would predict a girl as well, because she thinks it's going to be a girl, and she's spot on with stuff like that, you know, and she's pretty good at making.
Well, our wives are witches, so you know.
Oh man, like I said last time, that's a whole nother podcast, right? But yeah, she has the ability to predict pretty darn well.
If there are things that people want to hear from this podcast, if they think that we need to go over, you know, whether it's predictions or information or tips and stuff like that, they can reach out to us on our Facebook page. I think that's about, we're about 40 minutes for this podcast, so I think it's about time that we let y'all go until next week. I don't know what I'm going to learn this week.
This coming week.
Yeah.
You know, like I'd mentioned last time, I'm reading the book up to the point where we're at.
Yeah, of course.
And so I'm going to sit down probably tomorrow, with it being Memorial Day and I have some time, hopefully. And I'm going to read, you know, probably the next couple weeks ahead to find out what's going to happen this coming week and then the following week. And, you know, and the thing about it is it's been pretty spot on, his book, with, you know, this is what's going to happen in week, you know, 12, 13 and so on. So I'm counting on whatever I read is going to happen this coming week coming true, and you know, to be in front of it makes me look like a
freaking hero.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, you are doing a really good job. You made dinner for us tonight. We really appreciate that. Good job, chef.
You're
really
welcome.
Appreciate it, Patrick. We love you, dude. Thank you so much, man, for enjoying us over, inviting us over. And then again, like our listeners, if they have any submissions or questions or things that they want us to cover, you know, every week we plan to kind of restate what this podcast is about, kind of go over our lives with our wives and what's going on with them and how they're feeling. Something that we learned that we never thought of before, that like the water thing with the babies. Do not give your baby water.
That's crazy,
I mean, it's crazy.
We didn't really touch on the fact, you know, last week we're in the middle of a pandemic, right?
And is. Yeah, we're still here.
Things are opening up, at least in Indianapolis. Not to full capacity by any means.
Nope.
There's a staging process. Or, you know, the governor has put a process into place where certain jobs and so on are coming out in stages or being opened up in stages. So that's still, you know, that's still on the forefront. I mean, I think about that every morning when I wake up when it comes to her health.
Yeah, true.
And Carrie's health and anybody that's pregnant out there, my gosh, what a scary time.
Well, they get to go to the farmer's markets a little bit early. They went to a farmer's market together on Saturday, and sure enough, they get to go a little bit like a special time for people who are at risk. So
yeah, that's true. That's right. They do get in. I didn't even, and we got chocolate pudding.
Yeah, and we got ice cream too. Oh my God, it's so good.
Living the dream.
And then we always do tips and research. And then predictions of things to come. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us this week.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. Patrick, as always, I like to ask you, is there anything else you'd like to add to the podcast?
I'm so grateful for your experience with podcasting. You know, Joe has another podcast called Infamous Indie that if you've never listened to it before, it's highly entertaining. And it's become pretty darn popular.
Hey, it's okay.
And
we'll see.
I'm grateful for your experience. And I mean, if you were in the room with us right now and saw this microphone hanging from the chair, and I was like, he's completely transformed my den into a recording studio. So
yeah.
it's just a trip. I appreciate your expertise and your know-how.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Well, we have a message. We believe that we can help other men going through a pregnancy and use our, even though we may be new old dads, we're just two new dads, and we're also two fun dads living this together.
Nods.
New old dads.
Nods.
Nods. I like nods, though. That's pretty good.
I like nods better.
Guys, St. Elmo's, this podcast is brought to you by St. Elmo's Whiskey.
It's the best thing ever.
It's so good. We really love you, and if you have any questions, please reach out to us on our Facebook page, New Old Dads Podcast on Facebook, and then you can always reach us at newolddads@gmail.com. We love you guys. Thank you so much for joining us.
Onward and upward.